fair.
It's not fair.
How could you do this? How could you do this to me? It's so unfair. My heart is literally broken. I won't sleep or eat or do much of anything but suffer because you did this. Because you just didn't even think about me. How could you not think about me? This is so unfair. Oh, I'll just have to lay here and suffer. And suffer. Until the end. Until it's all over. Until I can suffer no more. You just find me here. Used up pile of tears and nothing left. Skin and bones on the floor just waiting. I'm waiting for you to... Oh, how dare you? How dare you leave me like this? How dare you? Oh, you're home. You're home. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I missed you all day. I missed you all day. All day, all day. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, thank you. Scratch my ears right there. Right there. Oh, I was devastated. I can't believe you left me like that. Oh, but you're back. You're back and everything's fine.
So this concludes the... this... hold on a minute. This concludes the discussion on the parts... parts of the... I'm sorry, I seem to have a problem with my... my throat. The parts of the atom, so that, pardon me, I can't get enough water. Maybe that'll help. Okay. The parts of the atom that control the, it's like I stop drinking for a minute and... it's like my throat just turns into the desert. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think maybe we should dismiss for the day and we'll pick up the parts of the atom tomorrow. My apologies. They say the pen is mightier than the sword. If the pen is mightier than the sword, then the brush is more powerful than the chisel. For I am a painter. I paint the world how it is. Not how I see it. Not how she sees it or he sees it. I am a truth teller. I paint with a broad brush and long strokes. To be able to show the world what it truly should be seeing. No hiding behind metaphors and pretty colors. The world is stark. The world is cold. And so is my art. For I am a mighty artist. Telling the truth takes a certain type of bravery. I've got it in spades. So look. Look at my pictures. See them as you would a mirror to your life. The art that I paint is not merely for viewing. It's for absorbing. It's for realizing this is how the world is. Not as it should be, but how it truly is. Or that is how mighty my brush is.
Hello there, and welcome. Welcome to the kingdom. I am the Princess Jay. I have been sent here to welcome you to the castle. I will be your tour guide. They picked me because I am the happiest of all princesses in the whole entire world. Oh, thank you. I do love my dress, too. Would you follow me? For I'd like to tour the ballroom first. It's so beautiful, is it not? It takes 7 maids 7 hours to brush and do my hair. And then it takes them another hour to fit me into this beautiful gown. All of which I am so grateful to have. And so wonderful to be a princess. Of course, ask any questions you like. I've been told all about the castle and its wondrous secrets. Of course we have secret passages, but they're secret for a reason. But I will show you one, and only one. It goes from the ballroom to the library. I used it a lot as a child. I used to sneak out of the balls and go read books. For that's where the real adventure lies, isn't it? Behind the pages, you can be anybody you want. Even you can be a bubbly princess. Follow me, ladies and gentlemen, just this way. Do you know what you are to me? You are absolutely perfect. I mean, to look at myself in the mirror, you'd think no one could accompany such a beauty. I mean, I'm perfect in every way, but you've drawn me into your orbit. You have made me see that there may just be a perfect match for my stunning qualities. My gorgeous face and perfect body could only be matched by yours. Granted, you're still a little less beautiful than I am, but you match me. And that's what matters, isn't it? Looking absolutely smashingly perfect together. For when we take pictures or, you know, whatever, we must look perfect together. And I only have eyes for you. I only ever want you by my side. It just makes me glow in a way that I know more people will see and admire in me. You will make the perfect charm on my arm. Come, be with me, won't you, darling? Please say yes. I know it'll be just the two of us, and it'll be wonderful, and everyone will watch on so jealous-like. Just be mine. Okay. One more test. One more test. I can finally make it out of this lab. It's been 48 hours, but we're so close. So close to finding a result. I don't need to sleep. I need to get the result that we want. Just one more test. Run it again. Yes. Put the machine on. I promise after this one, no matter the result, I'll go sleep. Unless, of course, we solved it, and then I will go sleep anyway. Oh, I am so tired. How long does this one take? Okay. I can wait that long. I can, no. It has been a long couple days, but if we don't solve this, no, we don't even know what will happen. It's important. It's more important than me getting any sleep. So I must press forward. I am the lead scientist here. I know my position, and I know what I need to do. Just don't let me fall asleep. Not until it's over. I know. 30 more seconds. And then we'll have our answers. I hope it's right this time. I really hope it's right this time. I can't afford more than a couple hours if it's not correct. Just please. Okay. It's time. Let's check the results. Again. Finding the words to put on the paper. So taxing. To come up with the story. To lead from one page to another. I must continue my dark quest of a story. I must take it where it leads, no matter how dark and twisted that corridor is. I can't give up. I know the story has me. As much as I have the story, I must put it to paper. People need to know just how dark and twisted it is. But writing, so tedious. I wish I could just pull the thoughts out of my head with a magic wand and place them into a book. But alas, no. I must move forward, forever typing, forever stating what I need to say. And the boy walked into the field, knowing what laid ahead of him, and how he was never going to leave that field. Eggs, butter. Oh. No, I have to finish this before I can sleep. It makes me stir. No, I'm awake. Stir the pot 17 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, fuck it. Does the recipe really need exactly 17? I'm so tired. I just want to be done with this one thing.
I can't sleep.
If I can't sleep, it's over. I'll get their food. Oh, I've been at this for, I don't even know how many hours now. Yes, I am known to finish what I start. So I am finishing it. This is important. Okay. Does it look done to you? Taste it. Tell me what it tastes like. Just tastes like we're finished. Please tell me we're finished. Oh, thank the heavens. I am off to find my bed, and you can serve them that. Tell them they can appreciate the chef tomorrow. I need some sleep. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that I had to bite you. But you have to understand. This is what I do. This is how I live. I didn't take too much. I promise. If you just eat a cookie and drink some juice, you'll be fine. I never take too much. Just a little from everyone, and I always apologize. There'll be no scar. Thank you. I do appreciate it. I have to find my next victim, so I'm sorry I have to run off, too, but I'm just sorry I have to be like this. I also have to make you forget that I was here. Again, I'm sorry. It's just part of being a vampire and an unholy monster. I try to be nice about it. I mean, at least could you tell me, did I come off as nice? Oh, good. I am really sorry that I had to do it. And here, you can go and eat the cookie and juice before you forget. I always have them on hand for my victims. Make sure they replenish their blood. And thank you for donating, even though you really didn't have a choice. And again, I'm sorry about that. Just, yeah, eat the cookie, drink the juice, and I'll make sure you forget this ever happened. But do I really have to go out in this? I mean, don't you give me the clothes and things that I ask for just because I'm so special? I mean, I am your sugar baby. I shouldn't have to do anything to get all these pretty nice things. No, I'm just here to look pretty, and that's all I'm here to do. I am, and I am magnificently gorgeous. I look great on anyone's arm, but especially yours. So just give me my nice new shoes. Please. Ugh, it's the only time I'm going to say please. Come on. Do it. Or I'm going to have to blackmail you into it. Don't make me get mean. I don't want to get mean, but I deserve to be spoiled. I'm a baby. You made me this way, so spoil me already. Ugh. I'm so tired of having to work for this stuff. You should just give it to me because I'm cute. Come on. Don't you think I'm cute? Then give me the gifts. Well, what do you think I'm going to blackmail you with? Don't you want me as your sugar baby? Do I need to go find someone else who provide me in the lifestyle that I require to look this wonderful? Yeah, that's what I thought. They'll be on my bed in the morning, right? Good. Now run along. I'm done with you now. I am finally getting my due. I have made it to demigod status. My mother, the goddess of all farming and fertility, has finally been promoted, and I'm getting all the things. I finally get my own worshippers. It's just amazing. Can you believe it? It's what I've been owed my whole life. My whole existence has been leading up to this moment of truth. When I'm finally recognized for everything that I do well, I, a demigod of music, has finally reached my peak. Oh, I have been owed this for months, years, decades. I have been waiting in the wings, shadowed, and now I shall shine fully, getting my time in the spotlight. I deserve it. I deserve it so. And I am so glad to finally have it. It is mine. It is all mine. Yes. Thank you. Please come again. Hello. Welcome to... Ma'am? Yes, ma'am. May I help you with something? Oh. Well, that's a rather large complaint. Is there anything else I can do for you? I would be happy to check out your items. And yes? Please, if you could just place your coupons right there. That would be perfect. No. Ma'am, I don't mind listening. Please, tell me what the problem is while I scan your items. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Well, that is rather distressing. I could call over my manager, but I actually think that I can help you. Yes, of course. I believe there seems to be a very big misunderstanding between you and the produce manager. No. I know her personally. Yes. Of course I'm here to help you. How about this? I can give you up to $100 off of your groceries today. Just for your troubles. Yes. Yes, I'm more than capable of doing that. Yes, and I will make sure to talk to her and explain to her what she did was inconvenient and inappropriate. Of course. We don't need to involve the manager at all. No, ma'am, please. I just want you to leave our lovely store with a smile on your face. Does that help solve your problems? Yes? Good. Will that be paper or plastic? Most people think kink is a bad word, but it's not. It is important to talk about. People like different things, and it's okay. I promise you, it's the way the world works. You may like toast, and other people may like biscuits. You might like spaghetti, and someone else likes rotini. Likes are different across the board, but I see in your face that you need more information. So I'm here to say it's okay to like what you like, if that be cotton or fleece, chopsticks or forks. Everything is acceptable. Kinks are okay in their own way, as long as everything is consensual. Please go forth in safety and be a wonderful, safe, practiced kinkster for me, for you, and no, even if you don't like it, it is so that other people do. And that's okay. It's their way. They may not like what you like, and that's okay. Just know that the world spins around again, even if you don't agree with them. Let kinksters be kinksters again. No need to put anyone down for what they like. Just move on by and like what you like. Kinks are important to have, and it's important to practice them safely. So say it with me. Kinks aren't bad. I'm never gonna do it. I am never going to complete this spell. I've spent hours upon hours, weeks on weeks, just researching, trying. It hurts my heart. It hurts my head. I just want to do it. I just want the magic to work, and I can't figure it out. I'm starting to think I'm not built to be a wizard anymore. No, it's true. If I can't make the magic work, what am I to do? What kind of wizard am I? If I can't do what I need, I mean, look at me. I've been at this. Yeah, I can do little tricks. I can throw fire. But when it comes down to it, I cannot do this one thing. Why? The magic's not too hard. I've seen other people do it. Why can't I figure this spell out? No. I don't want to take a break. I don't need a breather. I need this to work. And it's just not working for me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I guess I should just give up. Pack it in. Become a farmer or something. I just I just want it to work, this one dime. Why can't I get it to work? What was that? No. No. Stay over there. I mean it. I'm not done with you. I just have to deal with this. What was that? No. It feels cold over here. No, I'm not afraid. Don't make me get out my crop. I will. I will put you in your place when I... Ah! No. It ran right through me that time. I swear. No. This room has got to be haunted. There's a ghost in here, I tell you. What do you mean you haven't felt anything? Stay on your knees, brat. I mean it. No, it's over there. I can feel it behind me, and I don't want to turn around. Is there something behind me? Look behind me, pet. Now. Okay. I'm going to turn around and see if I can see it, okay? I don't see anything. There's nothing there. But I feel like this part of the room is colder. There's no vents over here. There's not a draft. What? What was that? No, I definitely heard it. Okay. I think we're going to move this upstairs. Normally, I don't like to leave the dungeon, but I'm not staying down here with a ghost down here. No. Come on, up. Let's go. I'm not... Did you hear that one? Come on, you had to have heard that one. You're not fucking with me, are you? You didn't set this up and decide to tease me today, right? Okay. Upstairs. Now, please. Thank you.
I... What? What is this? I don't even know what's happened to me. No, I mean, what's with my voice? And my hands. Look at my hands. They have claws on them and I'm all furry. What happened? I don't remember anything after last night. And it turned dark and then it's a blank. And now it's almost morning and here I am covered in fur and sounding like this. Why do I sound like this? And why? Why does my mouth feel so big? Get me a mirror. What do you mean I don't want a mirror? No, I want a mirror. Come on. I don't even know what's going on here. You've got to help me out. Show me what I look like. Now. Come on. No, I'm thoroughly as confused as you are. What is happening? What do you mean a werewolf? What the fuck? Those things are just TV things or movies. I'm not a werewolf. Did you, like, drug me and put me in a suit? And put a voice changer on? Okay, this is sounding ridiculous. What the fuck is this? No, I don't remember ever being bitten by something. What? I mean, mosquitoes. Do mosquitoes carry the werewolf gene? No. Fuck. What the... My mouth just feels funny. No, I... Just mirror. Please, before this wears off. the sun rises or whatever. I don't even know what's supposed to happen. You seem to know more about werewolves than I do. What's going to happen? I'll change back at sunrise? Okay, well, then get me the mirror. I want to see. Okay, come on. Holy shit! That's me? No, this is a trick mirror. Oh my god. What is happening? Ow!
Oh, at least I sound like me again and look like me again. What the fuck was that? Yeah, I do think we have some research to do. What the hell? And that's how it's done. Let me just flip my hair back. Oh, yeah. Covered in sweat from that hard-ass drum solo. Oh, I know. I know. I definitely look the part of a sexy drummer, don't I? I mean, come on. Doesn't the stick really turn you on? Oh, well, I spend hours a day practicing, alone in my garage with just a little tank top on, because it gets so hot and sweaty in there. Don't you want to come watch me practice, Always have time for a fan. I never thought, I mean, wow. This is the best day of my whole entire life. No, I mean it. You're what made me become a magician. No, seriously. I saw you when I was like, you know, this big, and my dad took me to the show, and I was just like, that. I want to be just like them. No, I mean it. Like, magic got into my blood at that point. I mean, I can't do the things that you do. You have real magic. I just do parlor tricks. But oh my goodness, it's like a dream come true to meet you. Would you? No, I can't. Really? Would you go for coffee with me? I have a few questions about some little things. I'm not asking you to reveal your secrets, I promise. No, not that. I just have a few questions. Maybe? I mean, I feel like I'm your biggest fan. Not in a Stephen King misery sort of way. I don't want to tie you up. I just want to pick your brain. Not literally. Just, you know, figuratively pick your brain and get some ideas. And oh my gosh, am I just totally screwing this up right now? No? You'll go for coffee? Oh, wow. I think you just made my year. No, I'm not kidding. Come on, there's a coffee shop down the street. Just come with me. You know, fire is just beautiful. Look at the way it dances and sings. Most people who like to set things on fire, they use the most crass tools. Me? I prefer the delicious things that you can set on fire. You've had a baked Alaska before, right? I mean, look at the fire that causes. So if you think, they cover it in alcohol, right? Making it ever so tasty. And then they light that beautiful thing up. So if you take the most delicious alcohol in the world, you coat something in it, you get the most delicious fire. The colors that come from the different alcohols just make it sing. Make it dance. Setting things on fire is a passion of mine, but it's art. It's art, and it's beautiful, tasty art. I want people to be able to see the flames, see the fire, and then taste what's left. So this is why I built this statue. This ginormous marshmallow statue that I have coated in a beautiful, beautiful sherry. And we're going to set it on fire and have the biggest marshmallow roast in the entire world. Roasted marshmallows. Is there anything better? Clear the chambers. I demand it, and I am queen. No, only my most trusted advisors to be here. We must talk. Yes, clear it. I demand it now. I will not be disobeying. Gather close, for there may be ears in the walls. Look, if we are to get this back, we are going to have to work day and night in secret. No, I need that back. That has been in my family for years. Do not speak its name. We do not speak its name out loud. But it has been stolen, thieved away in the night. And we are going to find it, if it is the last thing I do. No. Go over the clues again. Look over exactly what happened. I will retrieve my family's artifact. You get that right. If it is the last thing I do in this regal glory, it will be to retrieve that artifact. Know this. I will not rest, sleep, eat anything until we get this back. It is more important to me than anything else, and more important to my kingdom and my people and my family. So do as you're told. Find it. Find it at all costs. Woo! Ain't nothing like the feeling of a hog between your legs. Fuck! I can't get enough of this bike. If I could marry it, I would. The feeling of the vibration as you grind down the highway feels so amazing. I wouldn't give up being a biker for nothing. This is my life. This is my baby. Fuck. Oh, yeah. The leathers against my skin. The feel of the wind in my face. Just tooling down the highway. This is the life. Bar to bar. Just never knowing what's going to happen. Never knowing who you're going to meet. But man, would I not give it up for the world. Being a biker's in my blood. It's who I am. It's just... I just feel it in my bones. In every bit of me. Just... Every time I'm not on this bike, I just crave being on it. If I could sleep on it, I would. This is my baby. Mwah! I love this bike more than life itself. And you better fucking believe I'm never giving this life up. Of course I will. No, I can go make dinner. It's fine. I don't know. I'm not sure what's making me so sad. But it's persisting throughout the whole day. I just want to lay down and not do anything. No, it's okay. I'll be fine. Eventually. Thanks. Makes a difference. even though I don't know why I'm sad. It's good to know that you're here. No, I could do it. I shouldn't let this get in the way of everything I need to do anyway. Yeah, I know. But thanks for being here. I do appreciate it. Arrgh! You know, instead of having you walk the plank, I'm thinking maybe we need a new peg boy. Oh, you don't know what a peg boy is, do ya? Huh? Oh, well, yeah. We're gonna have to teach you all about it, me hearty. Because that is what your job is gonna be. Oh, it is a ship full of female pirates. But we also need some place to put our pegs, don't we? That's part of the problem. We need a peg boy. So, you're gonna mosey yourself on over there. Because the next one's in line. Ooh, such a pretty lass. You're gonna be great as a nice little ornament on the front of our ship. Oh, well, you'll be nice and tied up. I do like things tied up. Nice and neat and tidy. Arr. Welcome aboard the Kinky Pirate Ship. Arrgh.
No, pardon me. Hi. I'm a wood nymph. And this is my tree. Mm-hmm. I would appreciate it if you not do that. Oh, I know, it's a tradition to carve your initials into the tree with the one that you love, but please... It hurts ever so much, the poor tree. And does it really need to be carved into the tree? Couldn't you make a nice sign? Or use a piece of dead wood and carve it into that? See, you have to understand, we feel what the tree feels. And I feel its pain. No, I can wait. I want to make sure that you know what you're doing. Very, very patient. I can wait all day for you to come back so that you can both learn not to carve your name in trees. It's not nice to the tree, nor the nymph whose tree it is. No, I'll wait here. I stay with my tree, you know. But yes, please, do bring your love back. And I'll show you many more ways you can show your love for each other without carving it into a tree. Okay? Thank you. You are the best. And I'll be here, patiently waiting.
Have you ever thought about it? No, I mean, just when you're on the job and you're deep in character... You ever thought about what happens? Well, I mean, what happens if you die? You're not you. You're the character, right? We as secret agents become so immersed in our role that we become those people. So what happens when a secret agent dies when they are someone else? You ever thought about that? 'Cause man, does it keep me up at night. Just thinking about all the things that could happen if you die as someone else. Do you really die? Or do you just kind of disappear? It's a fascinating subject. I could talk on it for hours, but I do have to go get my next assignment. Oh, I think I'm playing... Oh, I don't know. Isn't what a secret agent is just really an actress in disguise? An actor in disguise, whatever. Just playing the part to get what we need to get. We just have more skills than actors, right? I mean,
Most of us can kill someone with a toothpick. You just have to know the way, right? So if you die... I know I'm harping on this, but I really want to know your opinion. What is it that you think? If you die as someone else, do you really die? Okay, class. Time for downward facing dog. Into position. Now, I know some of you taller people have a little bit of trouble with this position, but I'm here to help. Here, let me just adjust your hips a little bit. Just like that. If you stretch your arms a little more. See? You too can do downward facing dog. You, do you need some help? Oh, I'd love to help you out. Let me just... Sorry. Oh, I didn't mean for that slip to happen. Okay. Let's go ahead and get you all squared away. Just like that. There you go. Slip right into position. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just behind you, making sure your form is appropriately in line. Oh, the rest of you are doing quite, quite well. I think maybe it's time for some quiet child pose. Ready? Go ahead. Get down on the floor and into child pose. So I can look at those fine, fine asses. Oh, you thought wrong, didn't you? You thought you were getting Ariel, the Little Mermaid, or some fictional nonsense. But we mermaids, oh, we are the stuff that nightmares are made of. Our song lures you in, thinking you see a beautiful girl on the rock. No. Oh, that is just an illusion cast by our song. And now you're stuck. Here. As my plaything. No beautiful woman here. Just the nightmarish mermaid. This is our true form. The sharp teeth. The seaweed hair. We love to feast on the people who seek the beautiful mermaids. They feed us for days and days, sucking out their life force. Ah, you swam to the wrong song today. They send me in to interrogate. It's what I do for the mob. My voice seems to be a little hypnotic, deep, rich. Seems to bring the truth out of people. They call me. Oh, you really want to know what they call me? They call me the lie detector. People just can't resist the sweet, dulcet tones of my voice. They just tell me everything we need to know. So they send me in, and I love my job. The mob treats me right, and I get to use my most powerful weapon. My beautiful, deep, rich, fruity voice. So in the end, you will tell me what I need to know. Because I always get the truth. One way or another. I don't take kindly to crime on my street. I know that the police are out there. They're not good enough. They're not me. I get things done, one way or another. I have my methods. They may not be traditional or even nice, but who said you have to be nice to criminals? I get results. I get what we need and I keep the streets safe. Like it or not, that's what I do. And I'm good at it. So my street is the safest street in the neighborhood. You know why? Those criminals know what's what. They know they don't rob a house here without facing me. I catch every last one of them. And my methods may be messy, but they send a message. And oh my gosh, does it work. question my methods? Think that I'm mad? At least I get the job done. The job nobody else seems to be able to do. You don't know the horror. The horror they made us watch. The horror they made us do. You call me dishonorable. You say I'm a deserter. But you don't understand. They give an order, and you are expected to follow, no matter what. That's what they train you to do. I mean, you're a warrior through and through. Bred to fight, kill. But I refuse to be that warrior. I won't do what they want me to do. Whether that brings dishonor on me, on my family, I don't care. I have to be able to live with myself at the end of the day. And some of those orders, I just couldn't live with. May have been the dishonorable thing to run, to leave, to disappear. But at the end of the day, I can live with myself. I can look myself in the eye in the mirror and know that I did the right thing for me. Can you say the same? Oh, I just wanted to reach out and say thank you to you guys. It's been a hell of a ride doing all these characters and different bits and parts for a minute or two at a time was challenging. Some of them I'd love to go back and revisit the character, but yeah, it was a definite exercise in stretching your abilities. I am extremely grateful, not just for the ability to do this, but the ability to reach a good number of people, to make them feel better, to make them feel loved and cared for, to bring them a smile on a sad day or a laugh when it's needed most. I am grateful for the job that I have and to be able to bring these little snippets to you guys was a lot of fun. Stretch my acting muscles and kind of take two word prompt and make it into a whole character, you know? Some were better than others, I'm sure, but I hope that you enjoyed the ride as much as I did. And I hope that you have a very happy Halloween, for it is October 31st. And yeah, I am grateful for you guys, because without you, I wouldn't be anything but somebody talking into a mic with nobody listening. So thanks for being there, and thank you for all the support and love that you've shown over the years. And just know that you are very, very appreciated by this wonderful, grateful VA. Jay Wild out, people. Have a great Halloween.